Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, an Italian-American podcast, and the very first Italian-American podcast of its kind in the USA. And I mean that. Today's topic is the Italian Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Melrose Park, Illinois, which next month, July of 2017, will be celebrating its 124th year. And anyone who is Italian and from the Chicagoland area refers to it and knows it as two words, the feast. That's how it's called, the feast. We're going to the feast. We got a great time at the feast. It's the feast. It's a great thing. My grandmother used to walk in the procession, so we were involved with it. I attended my whole life. I do remember, I don't know why, you know, certain things in your mind, they just stay with you for a lifetime. I'm 50. When I was 16 years old, one Friday night during the time of the feast, my dad and I went out for dinner, which that like never happened. I don't know why we did, but we went out to dinner to an Italian restaurant around Fullerton and Austin. And then me and my father came to the feast and we walked in the feast. And I'm pretty sure that was like the only time I'd ever walked in the feast with my father. Not a major significant thing, but it just never left my memory. I don't know why. It just stuck with me. It was just a nice memory that my father and I had when I was 16 years old, because as years go, things change and everything gets different. But what is the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel? Well, a little background from a beautiful article in The Rose, which is the official newsletter of the Village of Melrose Park by the mayor, Ron Serpico. Apparently, ladies from Laudesana, Provincia Potenza in Italy, which is in the Basilicata region, southern Italy, founded a society here. And their leader, Mrs. Emanuela De Stefano, her husband was seriously ill. So she made a pledge to the Madonna, La Madonna del Carmine, that if her husband was returned to good health, she and the members of the society would establish the Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Melrose Park. Well, lo and behold, her husband was returned to good health, and she kept her word, and next month we will celebrate 124 years here in Melrose Park, which, correct me if I'm wrong, is the oldest Italian feast or festival, religious, in the whole city of Chicago and suburbs, Chicagoland area, the oldest. That's a great thing. Okay, we have many guests here. My first guest is Sonny Nicotera. Sonny, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. I know you've had many positions. You're very involved with the feast. First, just because we're an Italian-American show, where is your family from in Italy?
My family is from Calabria in Italy.
Okay.
Provincia di Catanzaro. And the town is called Altilia.
Okay. Have you ever been there?
Yes, I've been there a couple times.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Good impressions of Italy. And
I love it.
That's great.
I felt like I was home.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So what have the positions you've had that you have with the feast?
I've been on the feast committee for several years, twice being feast committee president.
Okay.
At this point, I'm president of the parish council. However, I'm a 61-year Melrose Parker, and my first association with the feast was at the age of 19 years old when I was asked to make a candle house.
Okay.
And we did it in my garage, and that got me very, very involved with Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Really? Okay. And tell me, just for the audience, okay, a candle house. What exactly is a candle house?
A candle house is a pyramid of candles. They have to be a certain percent wax.
Okay.
With a certain statue on the top. Everybody has a different statue. And these candle houses are carried in procession before the Blessed Mother. There are two bands and then maybe 20 candle houses. And the very, very last thing is the statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel.
Okay. Now, you were telling me earlier, okay, we are at 23rd and Augusta.
Yes.
Right now. Where was it originally?
Originally, the very first feast was held on 25th and North Avenue, which is now El Pimonte.
El Pimonte Ford. Okay, yes. Right there was the first feast.
It was Mrs. DeStefano's farm.
Is that right?
So that was
wow.
Where the first feast was held, yes.
Okay, and then roughly, do you know how long it's been at the current location, more or less?
Well,
maybe it's in the article. I don't mean to put you on the spot, but
in the article.
Since 1925?
1925. Before that, it was on 24th Avenue.
Okay.
But it was just a little wooden chapel.
Gotcha. So since 1925, it has been in this location.
Exactly.
Okay.
This current church was built in 1967,
however. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And, okay, tell me anything that you know that you've heard maybe from old-timers about the way it was way back when. You know, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. My God, the 60s was 50 years ago. So, yeah.
The nicest part of it is people pushing and shoving to get close to the statue just to touch her dress.
Okay.
And handing you their babies so that the babies could be lifted up to the Blessed Mother.
Wow. Okay.
It's very touching.
Okay. Now, currently the feast is... which I'll even give the dates. It's July 13th, Thursday through Sunday, July 16th.
Yes.
I know when I was a kid myself, and like I said, I'm 50, I believe it wasn't it like maybe 2 weeks at one point or 10 days or something of that nature?
It was not quite 2 weeks, but it was a little bit longer. But from Tuesday on to Sunday. Now we make it from Thursday to Sunday.
Okay.
But it brings a nice crowd. The thing I enjoy is when people call me and say, we have a sick son, we have a sick child. Can we bring her into church and have her touch the Blessed Mother?
Okay.
I never, ever say no. In fact, I will say she's been waiting for you.
Wow, that's nice. Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so the feast itself... the non-religious aspect when it starts out on used to be Tuesday, Thursday. What are we finding when we come to the feast?
Well, we find entertainment in the corner lot. We have live music, bands playing all night, and then the street is lined with food stands.
Okay.
And at the very end of the street is a carnival.
Okay. Okay. And then is there novena nightly?
Yes,
or
there's a nine-night novena.
Okay.
Which culminates on Saturday night before the feast.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then Sunday, the day of the Mass, is outside.
Well, the first Mass is at 7 in the morning.
Oh.
Feast committee members.
Oh, okay. Special Mass. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And then there's a 9 o'clock Italian Mass. That's the...
in the church.
Yes.
And then...
and then follow... that's when they bring the statue out after that. At 10 o'clock.
Okay.
After the 9 o'clock Mass.
Okay.
And people are just pushing and shoving to get close to
him. Right, right.
Yeah, it's very touching.
Yes. Great. The committee.
Mm-hmm.
How many committee members, more or less, are there?
We have maybe, I'm going to guesstimate 20.
20?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And over the years, there's just been, don't a lot of people kind of stay in it forever?
Oh, sure.
I mean, this is basically...
Once a feast committee member, always.
Always a feast committee member. That's nice. And then how does it work with being president? Is it...
Well, you're the overseer. You have final say, so on everything.
Really?
Yes.
Is that elected, appointed?
It's appointed.
It's appointed. It's
somebody different every year.
I would assume you would have to put in X amount of years to build up to that.
Yes. I did it twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great position.
I'm sure it is, but with everything that's great, I'm sure there's an incredible amount of work. So tell us a little bit about the behind the scenes of putting together this entire, you know, one thing I know One of my very, very dear friends has been involved his whole life. He's a lifelong Melrose Parker. Not to say that the feast is celebrated by the Chicagoland area of Italians, but I think maybe perhaps the committee is more probably geared towards the native Melrose Parker or maybe someone who moved in for the majority. I'm sure there are others as well. Don't get me wrong, but yeah. So the putting this on, it's not like this is a village, a city that's trying to make money. This is just people donating their time for something they believe in.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's got to be really hard because these are not easy to put on.
No.
I mean, an outdoor festival for multiple days is not easy.
No, it takes a lot of groups and a lot of dedicated people.
And is this doesn't just start like July 2nd. We go, oh, I guess we better start getting ready for this.
No, the day after the feast, we always say, well, let's start thinking about next year's feast.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you have meetings throughout the year.
Yes, we have feast committee meetings every month.
Every month of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, the main focus is the feast, correct? That's not really...
One of the wonderful things is the Wednesday before the feast when we have... the presentation of roses.
Okay.
And people buy baskets of roses and they are, you know, displayed before the Blessed Mother. We have about 9,000 roses.
9,000
roses that are on display. Yeah. On steps.
Wow.
You know, on steps.
Yes.
Right,
it is a beautiful sight.
It is a beautiful sight.
Yes. I know that I had, in the past, a long time ago, I had booths a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember on Sunday night when it's over and you're cleaning out your booth and all these committee members, like madmen, folding chairs and tables and this and that. And I mean, just unbelievable. My one dear friend, he takes off of work on Monday every year because it's, you're working for hours and hours.
It's a very important part of a Melrose Parker's life.
Is that right? Wow, that's a great statement. That's it's probably bittersweet in the sense of, sure, when you're working like that, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing? I'm tired. But it's just a wonderful thing to be a part of.
Exactly. And the roses are presented on the Wednesday night before the feast, and then on Friday night, they're all taken into the gymnasium where the petals are taken up, all the roses, and they're put into what we would call lunch bags.
Really?
And then during the feast, they're handed out to all the passersby, and the rose petals are thrown to the Blessed Mother as she passes.
Okay, I have one curious question. How do you get the petals off of the roses?
Thanks.
By hand?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. So you take 9,000?
We have a crew of people that go into the gym and work for hours.
Oh my God.
Yes.
There's no petal remover machine that they've come up with. And
people are so proud if they're asked to help.
So this is like a privilege to be asked to remove the petals.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are involved in this process?
20
people.
20, maybe 25.
20, 25 people, and this must take hours. But it's a labor of love.
They have it down to a science.
They probably...
We have tables set up, and it's just like walking into a floral shop.
Wow. Yeah. And then what do you do with them after, you said?
These bags of petals are given to all of the people that are standing on the sidewalk during the procession, and they throw the petals at the Blessed Mother as she goes by.
Oh, yes. I never thought about it, where those petals would come from. Obviously, I'm not on the committee or doing the work.
Right.
Wow, that's incredible. Wow. Excellent. That's great. That's great. Well, should we go to Lucia? Lucia Esposito.
Mm-hmm.
Melrose Parker.
Yes.
Thank you for being here. Where is your family's background in Italy?
From Naples and Salerno.
Okay. Salerno and Naples. Okay. Beautiful. You ever been to Italy?
15 times and counting.
15 times? That's great. So apparently you must love it.
Yes, they do.
Now, is this all...
I'm always ready to go back.
Are these trips of just pleasure trips? They're not for work? They're not
both.
For...
I've done both.
Oh, you have done both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I ask what kind of work?
I was working for a hair company, and their headquarters was in Milan. So
it was an
annual trip every year.
You must have loved that.
To Bologna and Milan.
That's great. Yes. Wow, that's great. Good for you. Okay. Melrose Parker, affiliated in many, many ways with the feast. Tell me about some of the things that you've been involved with and are involved with.
Well, started from when I was little, because we moved here when I was 8. And my mother had told me stories about when she was growing up, how her and her parents and her siblings used to take the bus from the city to come to the feast.
Okay.
And they used to watch the procession go by, and people would have them on their lawns, you know, to just watch. And, you know, the women would all walk barefoot. And,
yes, they did. That's right.
And she had such a love for the Madonna and the feast that although she couldn't walk or anything, she would have everyone over to her house.
Okay.
It was all the family, any friends, her work.
Now, that's a common thing. I'm glad you brought that up, right? So there's many houses in the neighborhood that just have a feast on the day of the feast, correct?
That's correct.
And they just kind of like an open house, and yeah, that's beautiful.
She would have anywhere from 100 to about 185 people.
Wow.
And she'd do all the cooking and the baking, and everyone would come. And the only rules that she had.
Tell us the rules.
You had to be there so that you could be on the corner of 21st and Norwood at 3 o'clock when the Madonna passes by. After you go and you see her, then you can eat.
Oh, I see.
Whatever.
Okay.
Go to the carnival, whatever.
That's
but
a good
rule.
You have
to be on the corner first.
I like that rule. That's a very good rule.
The last feast before she passed away, she was in the hospital.
Oh.
And the day of the feast, she was nervous, and she told her doctor, she said, either you release me or I'm walking out of here because I have to be on the corner at 3 o'clock to see the Madonna.
And
he let her go about 2:30. He said, go see your Madonna. And I drove her from Westlake Hospital to the corner, and wheelchair and all.
And she got there on time.
To touch the Westlake.
Oh, my God. That's a great story. That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah. You had mentioned to me about your involvement with the church itself, with the parish.
I'm on the parish council. We have a St. Anthony Society that we've started about 7 years ago. And we have a feast. We just celebrated his feast day a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's correct. Okay. Yeah.
It's not as big as this feast, but we are one of the largest devotions to St. Anthony and the largest procession in the Chicagoland area for St. Anthony.
Wow. Okay.
A band and
beautiful.
A procession and a tritium for three nights.
Nice. You mentioned about a pilgrimage.
Yes. During the feast, people love to come to church and they want to see about the church. They want to learn about our history, the feast, the history of the feast, the church itself. And so we put together a program, and for these pilgrimages that come, I have a package that we present to them, a video of the history. We
put
them
on
the grounds
okay.
of the tour, and yes, I run the tours.
That's wonderful.
To the whole grounds and
that's great.
The history during the feast.
Wonderful. Great. Anything else?
I help with dressing the Blessed Mother and
getting
her ready, which is one of the honors.
And, okay.
The parish council, altar rosary.
What is the altar rosary?
It's the ladies' auxiliary of, like, the equivalent to
Feast committee. The feast committee is all men,
yes.
Correct? So the altar rosary would be the women's. Okay.
And I help Father Miguel with a lot of marketing or sales end of projects that he has going.
Well, that's great.
Priests for
that's
whatever,
that's so. Great. Well, thank you. That's great. Thank you. My next guest, Corinne.
Yes.
Principe.
Yes.
Said it right, didn't
yes.
I? Okay. Where is your family hail from in Italy?
My father's family's from Naples.
Okay.
My mother's family is from Sicily.
From Sicily. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ever been to Italy?
Yes, I have.
You have?
But I was only in Rome and...
Oh, Rome's okay.
Yeah.
Rome is great.
We had the crowns blessed, the new crowns for the Blessed
Mother. Oh, okay. How many years ago were you there?
That was 2012, right?
Oh, so somewhat recently,
yeah.
5 years
yeah.
ago. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And
so
did you like Rome?
I loved it.
And the Vatican?
Loved it.
Incredible,
it.
Isn't it?
It's incredible.
Just, I mean, literally.
I got to see the Pope. The Pope blessed
you got to see the Pope, too?
The Pope blessed our crowns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
We were all there. Mm-hmm. Us three were there.
And this was set up from here?
Yes.
Oh.
The priest that was our pastor at that time set it up.
How many people went on this?
36.
36 people mm-hmm. from Mount Carmel
yes.
Parish?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's
wonderful.
That is great.
And we everybody donated gold, all their gold. And
really?
We melted it all down.
Okay.
And then the crowns were made out of all that gold that people donated. So a part of a lot of people are on our grounds.
Oh, my God. That's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Tell me about your affiliation with the feast.
Involved in the feast all my life.
Okay.
My aunt had a stand when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
You know, I've had a stand for 45 years.
You've had a stand for 45 yes. years. What do you sell?
We used to sell beef, sausage, pizza, cannoli, artichoke, casserole, mustard, cholis.
That's it?
And cannolis. We used to sell all that.
Okay.
Then it got to be too much.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So then my brother and I were partners, my brother Louie.
Okay.
Ariola,
okay.
And I, and we decided just to go with the artichoke casserole.
Artichoke casserole.
Yes.
Okay.
So the past few years, that's what we've been
really?
Selling.
Now, may I ask, are you, do you guys have a restaurant or anything like that?
No. Restaurant. This is just home.
This is, okay. Yeah. Now, there are other booths like this, right? Of maybe perhaps Melrose Park people that just sell a couple items at the feast. They're not in the restaurant business.
Mm-hmm. Well, how it all started was my uncle had a truck that made fresh Italian ice with the chunks of lemon in it.
Yes.
You know, like you get in the city.
Sure.
Yeah. And so my brother and him and I helped. We made the Italian ice.
And sold it at the feast.
Sold it at the feast.
Wow.
And my mother was there, and my mother, being Italian, has to feed everybody.
Okay.
So she didn't like the idea that my uncle and my brother were there all day not eating.
Okay.
So she made my brother bring a grill, and she went to the store and she got sausage and peppers and all this stuff. And so she started cooking for them.
All right. Right.
Well, as people are walking by, they're smelling it. My mother was a great cook. And they said, boy, that smells good. I would like to have a sandwich. My mother sold a sandwich, and my brother said, you can't do that, Mom. That's for us. Well, they wanted one, so I sold them one.
Okay.
That's how we got into the
sandwiches. Wow. And you're still going.
Yeah. Well, 45
years. I mean, you still have a booth.
Yeah.
45 years. Mm-hmm. Do you ever, like some years, think like, I'm just tired?
Well, actually, this year.
Oh, my God. I was just kidding.
Yeah, this year.
This is the last
45
year?
No, I'm not having it this year. I had it for 45 years.
Oh, you're not?
I'm so involved with the Blessed Mother.
Right.
Okay. My daughter and I march in the morning and the afternoon procession.
Okay.
It's very hard for my husband to get help.
And you know what? I don't mean to joke about because I had a booth. I've had booths. And it's a lot of work, a booth.
Oh,
it's a lot, okay. a lot of work. And I'll tell you right now, if you have a business you're promoting, that's one thing. But I was selling T-shirts, keychains. It wasn't my business.
Right.
So it's like I'm killing myself for this 4 days. And what am I doing this for? You know what I mean? So
well, I love it. It's in my heart.
Right.
I cried.
This is a different.
I cried when I had to write the letter. It's breaking my heart that I'm not going to be in there.
Yeah.
I saw my brothers up in heaven probably saying, why are you doing that?
Stop.
Yeah. But it's too hard because I'm so involved with the Blessed Mother.
Sure.
And so involved with the church.
Okay.
That, you know, it's very hard now. So.
So like for all of you, I mean, this. What I'm sensing is it's something in your blood.
It's in your
heart. It's in your soul. This isn't just like, you know, we're going to Taste Chicago.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm going to have a rib. No, this is a part of your lives, of your family, of your history,
since
of tradition.
I'm 22 years old.
Wow.
I've been helping dress her.
Well, you're only like 25 now, right?
Yeah, I wish. And I still get butterflies.
Do you really?
I still get butterflies. It's not just dressing her. They say, I have to dress the Madonna.
No.
It's something so precious,
yes,
and so meaningful,
yes,
that you get tears in your eyes and you're looking at her so close.
That's,
and it's the most beautiful thing.
Yes, that's wonderful. Yeah,
it's just gives you the chills.
Yes,
and I still get butterflies all these years.
Very
doing
really.
It.
Wow,
I still do.
That's
I enjoy
great.
Every minute of it.
And, that's great. Yes,
yeah.
And you know, I was just gonna say it's, you know, kind of the way society is going in life, and it's good to believe in something, to have
definitely.
Faith in something, to follow something, to be devoted to something in the past tense devotion.
Right.
Okay. It really, really is. Okay. And I know with like even my own children, like they've come every year to this and they've walked in it and it's important. And my son
right.
has a summer job and I already told him, here's the date of the feast. You got to request off.
Right.
He said, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I don't want no excuse. You know, you got to work, or right. not even that he doesn't want to come, but you know.
Right.
So no, it's very it's important.
Well, yes. I've been marching since I'm 9 years old. So.
Wow.
I marched when I was pregnant. I had my daughter on July 26th, and I marched that year. My mother had a fit.
You marched 10 days before?
I snuck out. My mother made me get out. So I got out, and then when she went by, I went back in.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It's just in my heart. Well, I love the feast.
And you
I
know
love
what? The feast. Just sitting here with your stories, you can sense it. We are in the church. We're in the basement of the church conducting the show. So even more so, but these stories are genuine. Mm-hmm. They're real. So definitely. Yes. Yeah.
And there's so much devotion on that Sunday. It's just so beautiful. Like Sonny said, when they're throwing those rose petals and those petals are just flying through the air around her, it's the most beautiful sight that you ever saw.
And I obviously over the last umpteen years and decades, people move out of Melrose Park. Do they come back?
They come back on that Sunday.
Come back yes, on that do. Sunday. That's the yes. big day.
A lot of people come back on that Sunday.
Okay. And in fact, I would imagine people almost maybe make it, you know, kind of like a reunion or like, I don't know, perhaps for family, perhaps for friends. Well, let's meet up at the feast on the Sunday.
Everybody's backyard is lit up there.
Yes.
Really? The
parties are all over town. There's parties going on.
Park comes to life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and
nice.
And everybody's invited.
And the know. Street is all decorated.
Oh,
and
yeah. Costumes and lights.
And it's the beautiful. Lights.
It's beautiful.
And I love how it says, Ave del Carmine. That's beautiful. Yes. Yes. Wow. That's great. Okay. Well, our next guest is my wife, Ivana, who's going to tell our personal story in regards to La Madonna del Carmine. Ivana, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, tell the audience, where were you born in Italy?
I was born in a small town, Rovella, which is in Calabria. And in Rovella, we have the Church of La Madonna del Carmine, which my family, lives right next door to this church. And we were all baptized in the church. My sister was married in the church. My parents were married in that church as well. So La Madonna del Carmine has been with me since day one of my life.
So when you guys moved to America, moved to Chicago, you started attending the Italian Feast of Our Lady Mount Carmel,
yes.
Melrose Park.
And obviously there was La Madonna del Carmine again. So she has followed me through my whole life nonstop.
Okay. And you've been walking in the procession for
28 years now. And every year I try to make a promise. And Frank and I were having difficulty having a child for about 8 years. And so I always, for years, promised La Madonna del Carmine that if she gave me the honor of walking with a child, as she walks with the baby Jesus, that one day I would name my child after her. And sure enough, she did.
That's, yes. And our child, we named the middle name Carmela after La Madonna del Carmine. So we kept our promise. And tell the audience also when you found out that you were pregnant.
So I feel like it's a sure sign that she was a big part of me becoming pregnant. Because I found out that I was pregnant on July 16th of 1998 with my first child, and then again on July 16th of 1999 with my second. So to me, that's a sure sign that she had so much to do with me getting pregnant.
And please tell the audience also the very first time when you got pregnant, what did the doctor tell you?
So my doctor, when I went in and I was pregnant, and he did a pregnancy test, a blood test to make sure that I was pregnant, because obviously for such a long time that I was going to him, and he did in vitros and multiple infertility treatments, and I never got pregnant from anything. He came into the office and he said, sure enough, you're pregnant. He goes, I don't know who you pray to or what you pray to, but I can tell you that you had a miracle happen to you. So those were the words out of my doctor's mouth.
So needless to say, we big believers, big followers.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Ivana, thank you for that story. I'd like to thank all my guests. The dates for the Italian Feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel are Thursday, July 13th through Sunday, July 16th at Mount Carmel Church at 1101 North 23rd Avenue in Melrose Park, Illinois. If you've never been to it, please come. It's a great event, and thank you. And I'd like to wish everyone to have a wonderful Italian American day. And now we leave you with some sounds from the feast. Thank you.